Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at an Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everybody, on Party Friday. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden, Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show. Truth Straight Up, brought to you by...
The show is brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, Advanced Acupuncture, and Chinese Medicine, and also HappyTrees.co. So just us today. So I want to right off the bat say 888-627-6008 if you want to call in, 888-627-6008. Or if you're one of the great guys who joins us on Zoom, feel free to unmute yourself.
You can raise your hand, but Julie doesn't require anything more than that.
No.
Just start talking.
Yes, you can just... Exactly. Well, that works. If I hear somebody, we can just say, just start talking. You want to start it out today with traitor Republicans once again.
Yeah, well, you know, I just see that Peg Cage is with us today on Zoom, and we're all working on getting an opt-out, right? And which Republicans would nominate Republicans. Every Republican could vote.
It's like a crazy idea, Chuck.
Crazy idea.
Never been done before in the history of Colorado. Oh, weed.
And it's amazing how many traitor Republicans are out there. All of Weld County, not all of it, but all of its representatives, including
Barbara. Well, Meyer smacks down anyone who tries to.
Yeah.
But it's a good idea. No, you don't.
And you have the Mesa County traitors Republicans that their DA put Tina Peters into arrested and everything
right.
else. And it's amazing how many traitor Republicans are out there. I mean, you got people like Doug Lamborn. What kind of congressman is he? He's never done a thing in his whole life. Ken Buck is totally weird. And so you have large sections of the Republican Party who really don't know why they're traitor Republicans. They've just been told to be traitor
Republicans. You know why they were traitor Republicans?
Why?
The two are there. They're traitor Republicans because, one, they don't have any of their own principles, so it doesn't really matter.
Right.
And number two, the people in Colorado, and in many, look at Ron DeSantis' campaign, right? The Sea Island billionaires, right?
Right?
A lot of the rich people don't really actually care about us. They care about protecting their financial interests, and that's all they care about. And so if you want to be a consultant, if you want to be a candidate, you have to toe the line so that these people can continue to make their money. And if you don't, if you say, but you know, I think actually the opt-out might be a good idea. They're like, no, you don't feel interested. You know,
oh, no, no. And they'll get like John Caldera, who has said, I don't know for how many years, we're on the verge of an enormous Republican victory.
If we'll just
stay the course and continue to nominate traitor Republicans like Joe O'Day.
These people all have something in common, and that is a lot of their finances, their financial support comes from the same establishment that actually the establishment donors. And so, I mean, that's why they're traitors, because they're loyal to the, you know, the bagmen. Well, I guess they are the bagmen. They're loyal to the money guys, right? The big money donors, but they're traitors to the rest of the party. And in case you haven't noticed, there's a gap between what the billionaires want and what the working middle class people want.
Well, a perfect example is the Koch brothers, down to one now, Koch brother, but the daughter is now taking over the other's role. And they seized a hold of the Tea Party thing, funded it to millions and tens of millions of dollars. But what do they want? They wanted open borders. They want endless war with Ukraine. And Michael Fields was their representative. He's now in Advance Colorado.
He was Americans for Prosperity before that.
Yes, which is just the Koch brothers. And you know, he's just does what the billionaires tell him to do. Advance Colorado is, you know, all billionaire funded, and in case you didn't know, our only real billionaire is Phil Anschutz, but he is behind every organization in the state, from Independence Institute to Colorado Politics to
Well, just a lot of the so-called conservative Washington Examiner,
Washington Examiner,
a lot of the conservative media. And so I think that's why they're traitors. And as the populist grassroots movement grows, sort of like the Democrats, they've been forced to reveal themselves. They've been exposed because they've had to come out in direct contrast to, you know, what the grassroots thinks. And I'm going to play a soundbite here in a second. But if you, what kills me, and we can talk about this because you and I disagree a little bit about this, but if they think, if these Republican candidates and all of these people think that somehow or another, the Democrats, who are fundamentally changing so many things in our country and in the political system, if they think that the Democrats are going to allow them to exist, I think they're sadly mistaken. Molly Hemingway, and we'll play the soundbite here in a second, was on with Brian Kilmeade on Fox. I don't particularly like him.
No.
But and he kind of, you'll hear his question, he kind of misses the point. But she's pointing out, so, you know, why are the prosecutors pushing so hard for all of these speedy trials against Trump and all these other people, right? The January 6th people have been in prison.
Yeah, forever.
I mean, they're just now getting sentenced, right? I mean, as I said before, I've covered hundreds and hundreds of trials, almost always, even for the most smallest crime, right? From the time of arrest or the indictment comes down to the time of the actual trial, it's almost always like a year,
yeah,
right? Because of course,
well, you also get bail usually for minor crimes that they've turned into just major felonies,
right? So exactly, the main reason that there are speedy trials when they go really fast is because a person is incarcerated and right. they want to hurry up and get out, obviously, right? And so the fact that they're pushing this Trump within a matter of months to March and that they got all of these is in part, I think, because they want it to, obviously, it's election interference. But Molly Hemingway raises another good point. It is not just aimed at Donald Trump. And these other stupid traitor Republicans, I think, are going to find out the hard way that they're sabotaging themselves. So if we could please play, Thomas, the Hemingway soundbite.
Video about the 14th Amendment. This worries you. In what respect?
Well, these show trials that are taking place in Washington, D.C., New York, in Atlanta as well, the whole point of the show trial is to secure a quick conviction so there could be some kind of pretense for left-wing state officials to try to keep Republicans off the ballot there. And that would be a really big situation, even in states where the Republican is not likely to win the presidential elector votes. Those states still matter for congressional races, Senate races, state and local races as well. It's pretty clear that this is the strategy. This is why these trials are being rushed through in a way that even left-wing activists say is somewhat surprising, but that's the whole point. It's a show trial to secure quick convictions.
And just so you get clarity, tell me if I have this right. Your theory is they'll try to knock them off in California, knock them off in obviously blue states. And people think, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is if you don't have your candidate at the top of the ticket, you're more than likely to stay home. That would hurt the congressional seats that come out of California, that come out of New York, correct?
Yeah, there are massive coattails for each party. Their candidate brings a lot of other people along. But even more than that, this is just such an assault on democratic processes. We are crossing lines that I don't think anyone imagined they would do. And I do want to say, to Monica's point, while it's true that Republicans have woken up to how much they need to be concerned about election processes, it's also true that Democrats are moving on as well from what they did in 2020. And one of the things that President Biden did when he first took office is he said that he would like every single federal agency to get involved in electioneering on behalf, I mean, it's not, the unstated issue there is on behalf of Democrats, so that if you are giving student aid, you have students brought into the election process in a way that benefits Democrats way more than it benefits Republicans. And this is the type of thing that affects the integrity of our election process. And so Republicans should wake up to that as well.
And I guess my thing with it is, you know, these Republicans who say, oh, you know, like Ken Buck, well, I couldn't vote for, you know, Trump if he's indicted, et cetera. So her point is that not only, I mean, on top of all of the lines that it crosses, right, the weaponization of the judicial system, on top of that, and I would not be surprised to see Jenna Griswold try to keep Trump off the ballot in Colorado.
Sure.
I mean, why not? Right? Yeah. And so if if you're a Doug Lamborn and you've been sitting around saying, well, you know, Trump, I have serious concerns. Or even if you're, that's to say, a county commissioner running in a race that happens to be then and you're a Republican and you think that this isn't going to affect you. Her point, I think, is well taken. Yeah. If Trump's not on the ballot, I think there are a lot of people who will be disgusted, who won't bother to vote. Right. Add to that the Democrats' ballot harvesting machine.
Right.
And, you know, so you think if you're a Republican candidate, you're going to have a chance, even if people liked you, even if you've already been elected? I think not, right?
No, it'll be devastating, and it's intended to be. But what's amazing is, do you see Mitch McConnell say anything about it when he can actually speak? Or any of those worthless Republican senators, Mitt Romney, you know, you just go down the list, Thune, all the way through. I mean, almost none of them represent the people they purport to represent. They're all early crooked. I don't know if they're crooked, but they're worthless. They're just worthless. And it's sad. And maybe if we get more Ramaswamis and some other articulate, you know, but look at that stage on in Milwaukee. Only one candidate, Ramaswamy, said he'd cut off aid to Ukraine, and DeSantis said, well, Europe will have to put in more, which isn't really saying you won't.
Right.
And yet all the other ones are saying, yay. Well, but 90 to 90, and Charlie Kirk pointed out when he had his turning point thing, 90 to 95% of the people who attended that event were against funding Ukraine. 90-95%. And yet 7 of 8 of people want to fund
Ukraine.
Well,
that debate stage was really telling because, guys, Ramaswamy aside, that's what we're left with if we don't have Trump, right? And that's what they want to go back to. And I guess, and my point is, and Chuck and I, we were kind of debating this earlier today. My thing is, if these traitor Republicans think that somehow they're going to be safe, I mean, Trump even said in the Tucker Carlson interview, he's like, they're going to come after, if it's not me, it's going to be somebody else, and they're going to come after them. They've already, like I've said before, talked about, you know, Ron DeSantis for kidnapping migrants. They're talking about filing lawsuits or filing criminal charges against Abbott in Texas, right, over the migrant issue. And now you would say, well, right, but it's not kidnapping. It's like, it wasn't an insurrection, right? There was no, I mean, none of the stuff they're charging Trump, and he didn't falsify documents. He didn't take classified documents. None of it is true. That's what lawfare is. It's them using a judicial system in courts that they know are friendly to them. And weaponizing it, right? It doesn't matter. And so these Republicans who think, oh, well, you know, I don't, and you seem to think that they would tolerate the Jeb Bush kind of candidates. And I don't. I think the Democrats, they control the election process.
Well,
the one
I pointed out to you is Iran.
Yeah.
Ayatollah has this whole kind of weird system, lets steam get off, although he never lets them actually vote. They vote, but their candidates are always prescribed and everything else. That's the smartest system you have because it allows, you know, some under the table opposition, but you can control it all. Peg said, you guys already play Trump's shout out to the El Paso GOP.
Said I'll look for it, Peg. Okay, thanks. Maybe text me that too. I'll look for it. But I think you're saying that you think the Democrats would allow, because I think if we don't win this election, I think it is, there are really dangerous.
Well, how many moronic Republicans in Colorado from Ken Buck on say we have the gold standard of voting here when they've rigged it all with
they've gotten paid for it.
Yeah.
I mean,
Colorado, we do not have, it is not because some people moved here from California, most of which don't like California Democrats. It's because ballot harvesting. And yet the number of people who recognize that within the Republican Party is almost zero. It's gotten a little better. Trump has realized, and I argue
the FNC is too a little bit.
Well, they're
not really doing anything about it. Yeah.
I mean, last time I remember having debates with lots of people who said, no, we all got to go election day. That way they won't have the proper algorithms for it. Probably they don't need the algorithm. No, I got all the votes in.
Well, and here's
I couldn't convince people that. And they say, if you want to get out the vote, you have to get as many votes in early, so then you go after the people who haven't voted. And when you all vote on the same day, you have no get out the vote, except for an hour or two.
Well, and I think
and yet I can tell you, people I respect, and I say, don't you get it?
Shut, calm down.
I'm sorry.
Well, I think one of the things, back to the traitor Republicans, you look at the show that we did on Wednesday, where a Rhino senator, state senator from El Paso County, Larry Liston, filed fake criminal charges against grassroots Rex Tompkins, who's Vicky Tompkins' husband, the chairwoman of El Paso County. They have done everything and everything they could to get rid of her. So the cops drop it. The cops are like, there's nothing here, right? So Liston uses his power and gets the DA. So when we're in a place where we're having the blue state DAs and attorney generals and federal prosecutors going after Donald Trump, the January 6th people, attacking conservatives, right? What do we have in Colorado? We have a Republican DA who, rather than going after, I mean, if you want to make up creative false charges, try it against, maybe, you know, file something against Biden or whatever, right? Yeah. I mean, the DA in New York did it. I'm sure you could think of something, particularly if you want to play by their rules where it doesn't actually, evidence doesn't matter. But instead of targeting Democrats and instead of using lawfare against the Democrats, what do the rhinos in Colorado do? They use lawfare against fellow Republicans and they lose. But it's like, what a waste of time and energy. And again, I just say, if they think that somehow, how after the Democrats knock off Donald Trump, after they knock off the Marjorie Taylor Greens, after they knock off the Lauren Boberts, if senators like Liston and Bob Kirkmeyer think they aren't going to come after them,
they're not, because they're part of it. They're funded by Democrats. Bob Kirkmeyer and the Murdoch Five were all funded by Democrats. They are Democrats and with Republicans' names. That's why they're rhinos. And yeah, they'll just do like they do now. I mean, this last session, Barb Kirkmeyer helped Jared Polis get his whole obscene agenda passed. I mean, she's just a traitor, and an ugly, awful traitor.
Well, and I disagree with you a little bit. I think that the Democrats will start going after them because, let off a little steam, but why? Right? Why risk that maybe Barb Kirkmeyer might grow a conscience and actually try to do something? Why not?
Over there. Yeah. No worry about Bob Kirkmeyer.
All right. But I do think, though, that the Republicans, they need to wake up. The Republicans who think, oh, they're just going to go after Trump. And again, even if Barb Kirkmeyer, let's say whatever, right? But if you have like Donald Trump not on the ballot here, and other Republicans who are up for election, I think Molly Hemingway's point is well taken. There is a you know, when you have the presidential candidate on the ballot, that brings a lot of people out who don't even pay attention to the lesser races, right? Or the down ticket, not lesser, but the down ticket races. So if they think that that's not going to hurt them, they're crazy. And why they think that somehow they can be insulated from some of these horrible tactics that Democrats are using, it's just foolish. And I guess it's sort of like they just keep their head down. You know, with the monster, in those horror movies and the monster going through, if you just keep your head down, they're not going to open the closet. They always open the closet. They always open all the closet doors and you get eaten too. So, I think like Barney, was it Barney there that said, and this is true, if Trump doesn't win re-election, it is very dangerous. And I think, you know, they're already going there. And we can talk about this at a later date, but even Twitter, all of these organizations are now having, you know, the censorship things are gearing all back up again. Right. And I think to briefly talk about the Proud Boy situation. So there was Joe Biggs, who broke a window, was sentenced to 17 years in prison because the judge, seditious, which hasn't been charged ever, right, since the Civil War, seditious conspiracy, broke a window, and the judge determined that to be a terrorism enhancer, okay? One of the other guys, Dominic, what's his name? Pizzola today, he broke a window too. He was sentenced to 10 years. Here's the thing. He was acquitted on the seditious case, right?
Oh, there you go.
Essentially, what he was convicted of was resistance and destruction of private property, of public property, right? So 10 years in prison. Now let's compare that to what happened to Antifa people, right? But the judge said, well, this is different because this was terrorism. They're going after these sentence enhancers, terrorism, because they want to go after Donald Trump. They want to put Donald Trump away. And I mean, people, I think, you know, I talked to just people who are not particularly well or aware politically, like, oh, that would never happen. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's happening, right? And that's their goal. And they want now, and what happens after that, they don't care. But they want to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. So if you're, you know, if you're going to be a traitor Republican like Ken Buck, and you're going to argue, well, we can't vote for Trump because he's been convicted, on the, it was a political hack job in the first place, right? It's, you know, and again, I just think that if they're fooling themselves, if somehow Ken Buck thinks that he's just going to be fine
if
that happens.
Ken Buck thinks. I mean, he's just a, and I like him personally, but man, he, you know, he wrote the Draining the Swamp when he's just as bad as anybody in the swamp. And that's been shown by Weld County, the other assembly. He barely made the ballot. But then when he could get all the unaffiliated, he was all set.
Right. Okay, we're going to switch a little bit. Now, we can keep commenting on this. If you guys want to comment on this, feel free to go ahead there and we'll read it. Or if you want to, like I said, unmute yourself and jump in. But one other thing, this struck me, and it being Party Friday, I thought, okay, the Pentagon, I don't know if you saw this or not, is launching, they don't call them UFOs anymore, but it's essentially a UFO website, okay? Because there's been a lot.
What is it called then?
UAFs.
UAFs.
And I forget what it is. I forget what it stands for, but it's a UFO. It's some. It's the same thing. It's an unidentified flying object, right? And they there's been a lot of talk about it, and people who are credible. And here again, you have a tendency to think, yeah, right, right. But what were you saying earlier about it?
I said earlier that, you know, I thought that we've had alien invaders or visitors. The chance of that would be about zero. Now I believe, you know, if there did come, would they tell us? Would they, in fact, no? I mean, they're just lying pieces of garbage in the government. You can trust the Pentagon? Oh yeah, you can trust the Pentagon.
So that's what I was thinking at first. I'm like, oh, that's cool, because I like all that UFO stuff, right? I'm like, oh, that's cool. They're going to have a website, but the devil is always in the details. So let me play you. This was on News Nation, let me play you this soundbite so it explains the UFO website. And like anything, it's not exactly as it was portrayed. If we could please play the UFO website, soundbite.
UFOs and UAPs for the public, but there are still a lot of questions because what they're releasing is the unclassified material. What about the classified material? Why is that still private? And what is that really?
Change is coming to the agency within the Pentagon that investigates UFO reports. AARO, or the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, will now answer directly to the Deputy Secretary of Defense, Kathleen Hicks.
It highlights the importance of the program to the department and the fact that it has the Deputy Secretary's full attention.
AARO will soon be publishing a website, making publicly available all unclassified UFO reports it has, complete with witness accounts, videos, and pictures, according to Pentagon spokesman General Pat Ryder. A step toward full transparency. In a recent congressional hearing, former Air Force intel officer David Grush claimed, under oath, he believes the government is running a secret program to reverse engineer non-human origin UFOs, which it has in its possession. A controversial claim, one Grush says is based on interviews he has done with dozens of people who work in national defense.
People started confiding in me. They approached me. I have plenty of current former senior intelligence officers that came to me, many which I knew almost my whole career, that confided in me they were a part of a program. They named the program.
We asked the Pentagon whether any of those interviews would be made public or whether any of the people Grush spoke with would be made available to Congress.
Are any of those reports going to be published on this website, those interviews?
As I understand it, AARO is very willing to take any inputs or information and to investigate into claims of UAP. And so if that information is made available to the department, certainly we'll take a look at it.
So, Elizabeth, you just heard General Ryder say if that information that David Grush is talking about is given to AARO, they will take a look at it, potentially publish it. But Grush has been saying, I've had this information, I've had these interviews, and I'm trying to give it to AARO, and they won't meet with me, they will not take it. So there's a disconnect there that I think we need to work on getting to the bottom of. One more thing about this website, Elizabeth, it's just for Pentagon employees right now, but eventually they say they will allow it for the public. So if someone in Washington or Florida or California sees some UAP, some sighting, they would be able to report it directly on that website. Again, not just yet, but eventually.
Yeah, not just yet.
And if you think eventually is in like the next 100 years,
right.
Because I first saw this and I was like, yay, because I think that's so cool. So here's a couple of things. Number one, so they've had this guy and they've got these pesky people in Congress and this pesky former intelligence officer bringing up information. They're like, what's going on with that, right? So what they're going to do is they're like, well, we're going to put it, it's so important to us, we're going to put it under the Deputy Secretary of Defense. It's like, who always releases information?
Who will report directly?
Right, who will report directly to her, and they are committed to transparency. No, they're not. They're committed to killing transparency. They don't want all these pesky people in Idaho who take pictures of aliens landing in their backyard to just be putting it out there on the internet, right?
Right.
They want them to call the Department of Defense. The Deputy Secretary will take a look at it, and then they will decide whether they'll put it up on the website. Keeping in mind, of course, that right now the website is only available to other Pentagon officials. Like, right. There's some kind of big, giant interest on the part of Pentagon officials to look at UFO things, right? So you and I can't see it, and it's whatever they
But eventually.
And
a date not determined.
So this is all what they want to do. Let me tell you this. If you see a UFO, do not send it to this website, because what they're going to do is they're going to be coming out of your door. Chuck, can we see that?
Yeah. We need to take you downtown for a little while.
A bunch of IRS agents.
You'll be back someday.
Really, a bunch of IRS agents. Here's the thing. We're not going to be kidnapped by aliens anymore. We're going to be kidnapped by Pentagon people.
Right.
When you try to report finding an alien. I mean, there is, such a complete, I don't know. I mean, snow job, right? Somebody there was like, okay, they're talking way too much about UFOs, right?
Right.
So we got to put a stop to that. And people keep saying, well, I saw this and I saw this. We got to put a stop to this,
right?
Because there's so much social media. You're able to put stuff out, right? And so they want it, once again, to all come funneled through them. And you just know that they're going to call it national security. So if you actually do get an alien who comes knocking on your door, and the first thing you're going to do when they say, take me to your leader, say, no. Don't want to be taken to the leader. You want to come down to my basement. We're going to do a little live podcast with you. Hopefully Joe Rogan will pick it up. Maybe Chuck and Julie, you know what I mean? And we'll get the word out there. Don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And from Jim Jackson, if it's on a government website, it'll succumb to political pressures. Nothing to believe. Yeah, then Peg is like, bye bye, Chuck and Julie.
Seen anybody again someday after a ticket to a concentration camp?
That's right, and Alex Jones too.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is. And isn't that funny though, how far we've come? Because wouldn't you say, like you were saying, I, much as I like the whole UFO stuff, I would be kind of, you know, I don't know, skeptical. I'd say it's easy for me to be skeptical, but the fact that the government, well, here's, I'm of two minds. What do you think? The fact that the government is going to this much trouble all of a sudden to make itself the main holder of all of the information about UFOs makes me wonder if maybe there aren't more things going on there than we know about. What do you think?
What? Do you believe anything they tell you? Anything? I mean, full transparency. You know what they mean by full transparency? It means that you must tell them everything. Because if you have nothing to hide,
that's right.
Then you shouldn't be afraid of full transparency. That's the head of WF said. I mean, World Economic Forum is an evil, evil group of people.
Well, and that's a thing. You know, they want this. Where they're committed to, number one, the Pentagon. And if there's one agency that I can understand not being committed to transparency, it would be the Pentagon. I can see where maybe they have things they need to keep secret or keep at least on the
under Biden laptop.
And why, out of curiosity, is the UFO thing going under the Pentagon?
Well, because they're in charge of our national defense.
Security. Well, and if we do have little alien ray guns coming down, they want to make sure they have them, right?
Right.
Right. And just in case the Chinese don't invent enough bioweapons to get us with our own funding. Yeah, I just think that's interesting. And it does, truly. It makes me wonder, do they know more? On the other hand, though, they are all so control-oriented. I could see them, somebody having, they have this high-level meeting and somebody's like, well, but what if a UFO does come? We need to be ahead of this, boss. You know, we need to already have the crackdown and the national security laws. And I imagine immediately the alien would be called a terrorist.
No.
Right, because you can't be sure, particularly if they're icky looking ones, right? Like, I mean, on alien, I mean, maybe they're just misunderstood, but you know right away they'd be a terrorist. So anyone talking to the alien would be a terrorist. You know, I mean, the alien, I don't know. They probably have trouble putting the aliens in jail. But I just thought that was funny because, again, at first I thought it was kind of cool, right? And then I thought, well, it's not cool. They're just doing it to control as everything, all of the information. And again, they're going to make everything national security. So if you actually do upload something there, and I'm not even joking, they'll come to your house and get you, right? And your cell phone, and they'll keep it. And when you try to go out there and say, look, I captured an alien or a UFO, they'll be like, yeah, he's crazy. You know what I mean? And then, you know, then you'll be put in prison anyway.
Yay, prison.
Yeah. So what do you want? What else do you want to talk about here, Chuck?
Well, we can talk about, there's a great series being done on Breitbart, comparing the efforts in the United States and Israel for leftist lawyers to take over all the power. And it is interesting. Very people paid much attention to the Israeli one, but there back in the 90s, the Israeli court said, oh, we have the right under this law to determine if we don't like it, it's not reasonable, and we can squash it. We can squash appointments to cabinet members.
Oh, the
we
court, can, that's right.
And then the court had a wonderful way of reappointing just like-minded leftists. They have three people from the court and three people from the Bar Association, which are all leftists, and they can, they're six of the 11 people, so they just put their people on. And so even though the governments change and there have been, you know, left-wing and right-wing governments, the courts have remained the same, always left, always interfering. And they finally said, no, we're going to change that one. And that was a huge disruption in Israel. They had everybody striking and everybody said, no, no, our democracy is being ruined because we leftist lawyers aren't controlling everything. And they got the international press to go along with them. But in Hungary and Poland, you know, you have to fight to get the judiciary away from the leftists. And here in the United States, you know, they don't control the Supreme Court, but they get control of the D.C. courts. And so they arrest Trump. And they put other people, they put down in Georgia, they control the Republican governor. And so Fulton County can do whatever it wants. And how that's tolerated by Georgia Republicans, I don't know, but I guess it's the same thing as here. So we all these systems for the leftists are extreme and they do everything. I mean, the one in Fulton County, they've arrested minor little people. And same with the one in Florida.
Well, then you look at D.A. Bragg, the D.A., and, you know, all of these are Soros-funded D.A.s.
Right. And Fannie Willis.
I remember this, now this is going back years when you started seeing, even in Colorado, Soros money coming into district attorney races. And at the time, how silly was I? I was kind of like, I mean, I understood that Soros had some thoughts on no bail and things like that. But I think I didn't. And I think like Molly Hemingway said, these are lines being crossed that no one imagined. And this all starts with these Soros funded DAs. These are DAs that are extremely progressive who, I mean, it is lawfare, right? As opposed to warfare. They've weaponized the justice system through these Soros funded DAs. And it's hard to beat them. I mean, you're not going to beat them. And these cities keep electing them in spite of the crime waves. And, you know, you look with the crime, I was reading a thing, there's like bazillions of cars being stolen at DIA, right? Mm-hmm. And there was I don't know if you've seen some of the video coming out of San Francisco of the people, just the mobs that are going in and raiding stores and Best Buy and things like that, right? And it's organized crime. These aren't just, you know, I mean,
smash and grab.
Yeah, smash and grab. This is organized crime where they're stealing the stuff and then they're fencing it, right? And there was one person who was leading one of the raids who had just been released on the no cash, you know, no bail situation the day before for doing the exact same thing. And you look at, number one, how they're destroying society and they're destroying cities. And for whatever reason, the people in the cities don't care. You know, Denver's going to elect another Soros-funded DA. But then you take it a step further where they have completely used the law to manipulate criminal charges against people who disagree with them. And like you said, it's not just Donald Trump. It's these January 6th grandmothers. I mean, these are the Proud Boys, right? I mean, this guy.
But just think how little pushback there is in the conservative media, Fox. And we've been talking about it. Have you gone on the Fox website lately? I mean, it's all the news not fit to print. It's all about stupid.
It's not even interesting like the Daily Mail. They don't have anything about Kim Kardashian or Kanye West.
Well, they will. They will. But it's worthless. I don't even go to it anymore. No. And before they had the ability to sort of set the agenda for the right. And now they've thrown that away. I mean, it's just amazing.
This is from Dr. Donna. They, the FBI, did that when people started bringing notice to what they were uncovering regarding the odd things coming to light regarding elections. Yeah, look what happened in Michigan, right? A good number of crimes are now coming out of the militarized police forces. And then from Peg, aren't the DAs tied to the Colorado County Clerks Association? I know Judd Choate won an award from the Justice Department in 2020 for the most secure election ever. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Do we have any good DAs in Colorado?
No, they're going to do anything.
You know, I don't know about.
Well, most prominent one is Kellner in Rockland County, but he was just like George Brockler. When George Brockler was in, he refused to prosecute somebody who'd voted in two different counties, saying, "Oh well, you know, they only counted."
I think there's a good chance because I think next year is it they start the new judicial district in Colorado, and that's George Brockle will probably run for that too. You know, Peg, that's a really good question. I don't know. And again, there was a time when district attorneys just kind of worried about actual crimes, but anymore it seems like they don't care about actual crimes that affect actual people, actual victims.
No, they go up in like Rubenstein up in Mesa. He goes after Tina Peters. I mean, just amazing.
Right. Well, yeah, and won't even let her get her passport to go get a TSA pre-check because she's a flight risk. And the reason she's a flight risk now is because of Donald Trump being charged. It's like, what? And again, they don't even care, right? And so you're saying, I mean, and a lot of these are Republicans, but the left lawyers, is this, do you think, organized? Or is it just sort of organic through the, I mean, everybody recognizes, okay, the crazier I am, the more progressive
I mean, you know, you've been to the website Lawfare. I mean, it's out in the public. They publicly, you know, rationalize their next steps. I mean, it's not hidden. And it's done by a few people. Most of the people in the National Security Division of the Justice Department, they're the center of it all. And, you know, I can't imagine they'll allow Trump to win the election. I just can't imagine they would allow
him. No, I mean, we have to hope. What are you looking at? We have to hope. And you have to vote and hope for divine intervention almost there. But I think that that is interesting, though, how they have turned. And I think this is just the tactics and it's not going to go back. And this is why, you know, you have to keep fighting and you have to keep becoming aware because so we already know what they've done with the ballot harvesting and the all of the election integrity issues. Right. But now they're like, well, that still is a little risky. Right. Because people could still vote. We have to be careful there. And so they're like, what if we just prevent people from voting in the first place for a candidate that we don't like? Why give that candidate a chance to even gather votes? That's just take any candidate we don't like and make it so they can't be on the ballot.
Right. Well, that's not a problem. That's fair enough. And that's what they're doing to Trump. And now if they do it to Trump, they'll do it to every other one who has any popularity with people. What's amazing about it, is Donald Trump today is by far the most popular Republican, and he's running neck and neck with Biden.
Right.
So all these indictments, and I don't think these convictions will make any difference.
No.
But you hate the people like Ken Buck who say, "Well, I couldn't if it was a president who convicted."
You're falling for their scam. Well, and it is interesting to see. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but Ron DeSantis's support, at least financial support, seems to be evaporating, right? There was Breitbart has done, well, Politico's actually been kind of doing some stories too, but Breitbart had some stories. One of the two of the big super PACs, and now he's got, granted, I think the main Sea Island super PAC is still behind him, but have said that they pulled out. The donors don't want to donate. Then there was another one desperately saying, look, we need to get like $50 million, like by the January 27th debate, right? We're at least close to that. And they were having trouble getting it. And there seems to be a set. I mean, so Ron DeSantis clearly has not taken off. Vivek Ramaswamy is getting, he's like Trump. He's now sucking all the oxygen out of the air.
Right.
Joe Rogan interviews him and people love him. Then MSNBC has him on, and he is kind of like Trump in that he's like, right?
Uh-huh.
And so everybody's talking about him. And if I mean,
Caitlin Collins, and he just tears her apart,
right? Ron DeSantis had a hurricane and he did a good job at that.
Uh-huh.
But you know, I'll give him credit for that. But it is interesting when you start seeing the money pull away. But I don't know, I don't think, you know, and we'll see who, you know, remains for the 27th debate, September 27th. Once again, I hope Donald Trump doesn't debate there, but I don't know. What do you think?
Hello?
Oh, yeah. Is that Jacob?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's me.
Okay, hey, go ahead. Chime on in.
Have you guys been watching what's going on in have you guys seen what's going on in Michigan with the Secretary of State?
Uh-huh. Yes. Yep. Yes. What do you make of that?
They caught her with, what, 20,000 registrations?
Uh-huh.
They caught her with, yeah.
Well, and
yeah, that's going to be an interesting thing.
Well, what's
the only person who's covering it is Gateway.
Right.
Only group that's covering is Gateway. You don't see it on Fox. You don't see it on Breitbart. You don't see it on all these other ones.
Well, and what's interesting, Jacob, so what he's talking about, if you guys haven't read it, is back in the 2020 election, and there was like on this Facebook group of some of the county clerks, they were talking about, or like, hey, some lady like just dropped off like literally a box of ballots, and they're all like filled out and signed by clearly the same handwriting. I mean, and that's just one of the examples, right? They had all kinds of things, and they were like, what do we do? And so then they call the Michigan Secretary of State, who's like, oh, that's cool, that's cool. And then they reported this. So the cops investigated, right, Jacob? And the cops said, yeah, this is bad.
Yep.
And so they turned it over to the FBI.
That's where things go to die. That's where good evidence goes to die.
And what I thought was interesting is yesterday some Democrats were pushing Whitmer and Warnock as the president and vice president.
There you go.
And all of a sudden this comes up.
Yeah.
Right. That's interesting. Yeah. I just think you're right. I mean, and I was telling Chuck, actually, Jacob, you must be reading our minds. Just this morning, I'm like, we need to do something on this Michigan thing.
I do.
Because it's, that's scary. But because I think it's not getting the attention it deserves. And whenever you see, I read this whole article written by some lefty guy who was talking about, you know, Trump and the continued delusion over the election. And he does this whole thing talking about how anyone who questions the election, there's absolutely no evidence, and doesn't address a single actual claim.
It's okay.
What?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
but this is all happening. This is all happening in a week where the governor of Georgia says, well, yeah, you have a voting machine. It can be hacked. And you've got the Secretary of State of Georgia saying, well, yeah, Trump never asked me to check the votes, you know, and he's busting up the whole case.
Yes.
Where's this Fanny lady?
Yeah. Well, she's, you know, here's the thing. It's great. Anyway. I mean, they've already probably got the conviction posted on their website, right?
Yeah, right.
Right.
They've already had the thing and the sentence on the website.
And she's busy,
and
Jacob.
All of a sudden, Hollywood is going bust, and Bankman's going, but all the big donors are going bust all of a sudden.
Exactly.
Something's going on.
Peg, did you send that thing to Julie's phone?
I can't play it from my phone.
You can't play it from your phone?
No, but we'll get it later, though.
We'll get it. We'll play it Monday, Peg.
Okay. All right. All right. Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, Jacob.
Okay, thanks. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you too. But, you know, I read this whole column. He went on and on about how there's no evidence. But he didn't really bring up a single actual claim and debunk it, so to speak, right? It's just this general, there was no election interference. Anyone who says so is a terrorist conspiracy theorist. And then you're like, well, what about these ballots in Michigan? I mean, that's a fact, right?
Hey, Peg, come on off the Zoom. Come up if you can play it off of your thing. If you can play it live off from where you're at, we'll...
I'll pass. Oh, are people wanting to see it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Let me try to pull it up here.
All right. Peg Cage, mycolorado.gop.org. Great website, everybody.
Great human being.
I can tell you right now, Peg, if I tried to play it on here, I would probably break the internet. So,
well, we don't want to do that.
Not today.
It's
not
just today. 10 seconds, and it's so great because he names off our wonderful friends in Colorado Springs. Now, let me see if I can get this to go.
All right. Well, wait, Tech Peg Cage, IT, our IT expert and promotion.
Oh, well, no, don't accuse me of that.
Well, you know, and he did while you're doing that. I think Trump at the GOP meeting, he said he did a shout out to Dave Williams. I think that says a lot, right? Because I think Trump has been burned, right?
Stop. Mm-hmm.
You got
Stop.
It?
Okay. Yes, I do. Let me see if I can share screen. Okay.
Thank God for Zoom.
And where is it?
He just pops.
Okay, it says I can. Oh, you have disabled my sharing. Okay, fine.
Well, if not, we can get it for. We'll get it next time.
Yeah. Here it is.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, here we go. We're gonna play invalid meeting ID. Okay.
So Thomas says he's got it, so give it a shot.
Oh, if Thomas has it, have him do it.
Well, no, you play it, but he's gonna route it for you.
Okay. Thank you for your incredible commitment to our party, our movement, and our country. I want to thank your chairwoman, Vicky Tompkins, who's fantastic, and your vice chair, Todd Watkins.
All right.
Secretary Adriana Kuva, and GOP Chair Dave Williams, and so many others that are with you tonight. These are incredible Colorado patriots, that's for sure. With your help, on November 5th, 2024, we're going to defeat
Joe Biden.
Yay!
Wasn't that great?
That was really great.
Wonderful.
That's really great. And you know, it says a lot. Like I said, I don't think Trump just does that, right? So that's good. Hopefully, number one, Dr. Donna says, gives me goosebumps. Dr. Donna's like, Peg is up there with a few in the party I trust no matter what. Chuck and Julie also. Mm-hmm. Likewise, Dr. Donna. Well, Peg, thank you for sharing that for this party Friday.
That was great.
Well, okay.
We got to play that every time at every meeting we have.
Exactly. We should send that to Eli Bremer.
We also sent it to Daniel Belafonte. He'd enjoy it.
Oh, from the Adams County one. That's right. Okay. Well, finally, then, kind of as we're getting kind of close to the end of the show, on a party Friday, once again, there is interesting news. So, Thomas, if you could please pull up the Lemieux still picture. For me. Okay. So what you see here on the one side of the screen in orange, that's not a Bronco fan. That's a goofball teacher, so-called Kayla Lemieux, out of the school in Canada somewhere, right? Where this guy started wearing this wig, bad wig, apparently not shaving his legs either, and then wearing these giant prosthetic breasts, right? I mean, just disgusting. And trying to kind of claim to the Daily Mail, oh no, that it's actually real, and she had a disease and blah, 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 right? So the school there, I mean, it caused all kinds of hullabaloo, right? And the school there was like, well, we don't have a dress code. It's like, well, I can see where you might not have something that said, you know, giant fake breasts are not allowed in shop class. But anyway, so he was finally sent home, right? And it seemed like he had quit the school. So then I was reading, he was hired by another school in Canada. And I'm like, what are they smoking up there in Canada? Why on earth would this person, whatever you cared about the transing, it was just such a distraction,
right?
And even the principal of the new school had been putting stuff out. They have special entrances. They're expecting so much media. But on the other side, put it back up. I talked too long there, Thomas, sorry. On the other side, you see, this is the guy now, right? So those apparently were not real breasts. Mm-hmm. Here's a guy now, the way he's walking to school. Class starts in a few days, probably after Labor Day. And lo and behold, he looks just like a normal guy. So there you go. Apparently the mystery solved, because people were trying to catch him without the breasts. But, so there he is. Okay, now you can take the picture.
Now you've got that in your memory bank.
Yeah, sorry.
So Julie, I heard a story about that. And they said that he was accused of having toxic masculinity before that. And so this was just kind of a comeback wearing those knockers to prove that he didn't have to be toxic. It was kind of a big slap in the face to those people who accused him of being a toxic.
That's pretty good. I like him now.
Because I kind of wondered if at some level, because it's so poorly done, if it wasn't just like a hoax that kind of got out of control. And then finally he's like, okay, I'm going to go start at a new school. I'm going to pretend like none of this ever happened. And probably he still is. Anytime they threaten him with anything, he'll just wear those giant breasts again today and he'll be safe, right? All right. Thank you, Peg. Thank you. Well, I just thought that was
Dr. Down at the school in the Springs with a kiddo and his backpack, I thought was going to in a better direction and then did not. I don't know.
I think it did, Dr. Down. I know Vicky Tompkins, they were going to be there protesting. I think they said that the kid could wear the badge on the backpack, right? After they actually Googled the Gadsden flag and realized that it was not a symbol of slavery or slavery organizations, you'd think, once again, that the teachers would have known that. But they didn't. And like I said, that's almost the worst. I mean, yes, infringing on the kids' rights is terrible. But the fact that no one in the school who are teaching these kids had any idea about the history of the flag. And as a mother said, you're even teaching seventh grade Revolutionary War. So that is going to do it for us. Did you have anything else you wanted to wrap up?
Nope.
Okay. That's going to do it for us on this Party Friday.
Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend.
It's labor.
Same difference.
Yeah.
Whatever weekend it is, you get Monday off and enjoy it.
And just so you, if you missed Wednesday's show, we are taking Monday off, but we're going to play the Wednesday show we did with Vicky Tonkins because she was great when she explained that whole thing. That's so cool that President Trump gave a shout out to her.
That's great.
So once again, thank you to everybody on Zoom. Thank you to everybody who subscribes to us. We sure appreciate it. Thomas doing a great job at BBS, and everyone have a great weekend.
And I'll be using my new massage chair.
You don't get Chuck guys. They don't know you just got a new massage chair.
Well, now you know.
We'll see you all later. Have a great holiday weekend.